You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
You navigate your financial journey and hear client stories at i-bankonline.com.
Memphis Listening Lab proudly supports WYXR. They provide a curated collection of music and music history, a forum for music-related talks and performances, and a music education, appreciation, and experimentation space located in Crosstown Concourse. You can find out more information on their Instagram page at Memphis Listening Lab or on their website at memphislisteninglab.org.
Well, all right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to the show. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. And my name is Willie, and I'm glad you're here this morning. And my special guest this morning is Chris Johnson. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thanks so much for getting up early and getting down to the station here. We're going to have a good time. Chris is an old friend, and she has just written and published a new book, and we're very excited about that. We're going to be talking about the book today and some other things, but what she thought would be cool, and I thought it was a great idea, is the three main characters in this book, they have their lists
that we're going to hear. Well, the playlist for the book is called Three Guesses, and the playlist is hundreds of songs, so it was very hard to whittle this down. There are three very different characters, so the music that we'll play that kind of goes with each of them will be very different as well.
Cool.
A lot of old music.
Well, we'll kind of tell a little bit of the story as we go along, okay. And this is going to be fun, though. So let's go ahead and get right into this. So who's your first pick for, and what is it?
So my first pick is Four Non-Blondes, What's Up, which is just one of my all-time favorites. And this is for Sam, the young woman that starts this whole story out. So let's hear it.
Here we go.
Scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on?
My, my, that's a nice song. I like that.
It is. I can imagine everybody rocking out to that first thing on a Monday morning.
Yes. Everybody, okay, folks, you could sit down here now. Or maybe not. I don't know what we got coming up next. But you're listening to Songs and Movie on WYXR. And I guess maybe you've heard on the news that Congress has recently voted to rescind some already approved federal funding for public media, and that is who we are. And that this move eliminates all support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for the upcoming year, which affects stations nationwide, including WYXR. So for us, that means we've lost 10% of our annual operating budget, a significant hit to a small nonprofit station like ours. While WYXR is stable and committed to staying on the air, we're now working to fill that unexpected funding gap through listener support. So, if you are so moved, I would ask you to go to WYXR.org, and you may be listening through the app right now on your phone or at home through your computer, whatever. Go to WYXR.org and go to the homepage, and there's a button on there that you can just hit that button or mash that button and donate, because it is that important. If you like what we're doing here, please, you know, think about if you're in any way able to become a sustaining member. I am a sustaining member. And let me tell you what, your $5 or $10 a month really helps. Okay, we're talking about a new book by Chris Johnson. Chris, so you told me that you were doing a book club yesterday. Was that your first event that you've had on the book?
Well, no, I had launch events in June when it came out, okay. But yesterday was my first book club.
Yeah.
And the room was just full, and it was almost tearful. It was so exciting. Yeah. They loved it. They loved the characters. Yeah. They had so many great questions. Why? What happened here? And why did they do this? Uh-huh. And are we going to get more? Is there a book two? Which I'm not sure yet. But
right.
It was so much fun. All the book love in the room. Yeah. I got tingly. I got teary.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. And I know you've probably got more of these on the books. And folks, if you got a book club out there, get in touch with Chris. I can help you get in touch with her. And,
absolutely.
You know, you can reach out to her. It's a great book. I read the book last year, and I was very, very impressed with it. And I'm so glad to see that it's out now.
It's in the world.
It's in the world. Yes, that's wonderful. All right. Well, tell you what, let's push it along here. And what is your next song pick, and how is that significant?
So our next one is the Dave Brubeck Band, Take Five. This is a classic, super popular jazz song. And in Three Guesses, there are three main characters. Richard is the second one, mm-hmm. and he is a complete jazz lover. So this is who he is.
Okay, here we go. Take Five. Thank you. Take Five, Dave Brubeck.
Love it. Wow. Love it.
That's good stuff. When I was a kid, I used to hear that all the time. I think it was one of the first jazz songs to ever really become popular on like AM radio.
Yeah.
You know, because they played it everywhere.
And Richard loves jazz, and he loves cocktails, and he loves wine. So right? You can imagine him so kicking
yeah,
back. And
yeah, listening. Right. Yeah, listening yeah. to this. Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. So when you were writing the book, did you start fleshing out your characters and things like that, like what they drink, what they listen to and all that? Did you build them in your head?
I built them in my head, but their personalities and their mm-hmm. quirks, mm-hmm. Their really intelligent points, right. they all just kind of flowed out. I'm a complete believer in muses. Mm-hmm. I think they landed on my shoulder and they've stuck with me all these years.
Yeah.
This thing started in 1990.
Wow.
And it's been in drawers and in computers and comes yeah. out every once in a while. And finally it came out and went somewhere.
Yeah.
So,
Huh. Yeah, what was the impetus to actually get it done? I mean, you had obviously worked on it for a long time, right?
It was spring of 2023, and I was taking a little work break and decided to get a bunch of short stories out and start sending them out. And I came across the Fugere Book Prize, Regal House Publishing, mm-hmm. for finely crafted novellas. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, that's what this is. And I pulled right. it out and polished it off and sent it in
yeah.
and won the book prize
wow.
and a publishing contract.
Wow.
So, yeah, at
amazing.
60, well, at the time I was 58, but it, uh-huh. you know, it came out and I'm 60.
Yeah.
And it's first book ever.
Wow.
So.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's what a success story. I
yeah,
love
it's
that.
It's never too late. Never
it's
never,
never
too, late.
Too late. That's right. Follow your bliss. Do what you feel. Do what feels right, you know. Well, that's wonderful. Well, tell you what, let's continue with the songs here. And what have we got next, and who is this for? We're about to meet our third person.
Our
right?
third main character in Three Guesses, actually, he didn't know it, but he coined the name of the book.
Mm-hmm.
So Pete is a eccentric abstract artist in New York City, loves to listen to music while he's painting. Richard ended up with his painting Three Guesses because of Sam's intervention. You're
mm-hmm.
going to have to read all this to
right.
find out how
yeah,
it works.
Yeah. Right.
And he loves to listen to loud music. And more than anything, this song, I can imagine him in his studio in New York City painting like mad.
Yeah.
The lyrics to this song are quite interesting for our times, too. So have a listen. That might stir you up, too.
Here we go. This is Tom Sawyer by Rush.
Never quite enough.
right. Rush. They weren't in a rush on that one. Well, maybe they were in a rush. I don't know.
It's a good song, though. It's an interesting way to start Monday morning.
Yes, it is. Everybody get up and dance. Yeah. Okay, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're taking this journey with us this morning. My guest is Chris Johnson. She has written a new book called Three Guesses, and I'll give you three guesses. Where can people pick this book up?
In Memphis right now, there are signed copies at Burke's Bookstore in Midtown and at Novel Bookstore at Poplar Perkins. You can buy it anywhere books are sold. Please, please support your local bookstores. I know it's easy to go to that one particular link and just click add now and buy it and get a discount. But every time you do that, you're taking a little bit of the soul away from your independent bookstores who we need in our communities. So please support them as you can.
For sure. Yep. For sure. Yeah. Burke's has been very kind to all of us.
Well, I had a wonderful launch there late June. And so much fun.
That's great.
Cheryl and Corey are great folks, they're
good
crew.
People. Yep. Yes. Yes, indeed. All right. Well, tell you what, let's I did want to ask you, you know, a lot of people, you know, tell me, you know, things like, well, you know, I want to write a book. I have something to say. What's your process? I mean, what would you tell somebody? How do you get started?
You've got to sit in front of the page.
Yeah.
Whether you're handwriting it or you're typing to get it on the notes on your phone or on your computer, you've just got to get started. I tend to have writer's chalk, right? I'm full of ideas. Some people get writer's block.
Right.
I think, too, don't get too caught up in the process. Mm-hmm. Just let it come out. You're going to edit it 50,000 times anyway.
Yes,
so
right.
Just stream of conscious. Let your thoughts flow. Get it out. Mm-hmm. And then you can begin to polish it and shape it, organize the story, find your loops back to other things you've kind of said in the beginning. You're going to loop back around.
Yeah.
I'm not an outliner. Mm-hmm. I sit down and just go with it.
Yeah.
And then I do a little bit more organization toward that editing side of it.
Yeah.
But just do it. Just write.
Yeah, and I think just kind of letting yourself, giving yourself the permission just to write everything down. You know, it doesn't have to be all correct.
No.
You know, you don't have to spell everything right. All that stuff can come later.
Yes.
And but what you're doing there is you're putting that story down, and as you're doing that, then the story comes together 10 times more clearly to you, and you really start understanding your story, and that's where the magic starts, I believe.
And I think you have to take the time to really listen to your characters, listen for their voices, even if your character is a place.
Right.
You have to sit with them and understand who they are. There are a lot of things you're going to throw out there that will never make it into the book.
Right.
The history of the character, the deep personalities. They'll weave their way in.
Yeah.
But get it out. Nobody's reading those first drafts. Just get it out there.
There you go. That's good. Okay. Word of the wise, folks. If you want to do it, sit down and start. All right. Chris, what have we got next?
So Sam, our young woman in Memphis, by the way, that starts this whole thing, has kind of come out of her doldrums of boredom and no direction. And she has grown and matured quite a bit due to the situation she's in now. And so this is her kind of breakout song. So feel free to get up and dance.
Okay, this is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. No. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Trench yourself in words unspoken, live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins.
Chris, I feel like I can do anything now.
I know. What a great
that's a great song.
The energy and the message.
Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah. And I can just see Sam reveling in every bit of that message.
That's so great. So how does it feel to create people and breathe some life into them?
It's just my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, are you Sam? Is Sam you? It's like, no, I don't write about anybody I know.
Uh-huh.
I may take pieces.
Right.
And I do love essays. I love nonfiction. But fictional, mm-hmm. as you can see, no shelf control with books. I love fictional characters. You can just create any person, any world, anything you want. And to me, it is the total escapism from real life. I have a blast with it.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. All right, folks, I want to, at this point, thank everybody for tuning in every week. This is great. We're about halfway finished with the show this morning, and I hope if you're a reader, or even if you're not a reader, pick up Three Guesses, and you can pick that up at Burke's or Novel, and wherever other place you go to find your fine books, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, how did it feel when you saw the first copy of the book?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've got to say, it's something about this cover.
Yeah.
Now, they knocked it out of the park,
yeah,
right?
The cover's great, yeah.
I got to throw out some suggestions, but they did this. Janie Royal, who owns Regal House Publishing, okay. It's a woman-owned publishing, her daughter, CB does all these beautiful covers, and
oh,
I think
great.
The cover should win awards.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to open that envelope.
Yeah, the cover looks great.
And then that first advance review copy that came,
yep.
I was overwhelmed, but they got stolen.
Oh, no.
I was at work
what?
Downtown, and I watched this woman jump out of a car, run to my door, and grab my box of advance review copies.
Oh, no.
And they took off.
Oh,
well, the very next day, here comes an elderly man.
Yeah.
Must have been out for a walk,
mm-hmm.
and he's checking his phone, or checking the address, checking my house,
yeah.
and he walks up with this box that has been torn up, like they might have thrown it out of the car,
oh.
and set it on my doorstep.
Wow.
Again, I was at work. I'm watching this happen.
Yeah.
So I raced home. The box was really messed up.
Yeah.
And out of the 30 copies, two were missing. And I thought, well,
that
maybe,
was all.
I don't,
okay.
maybe either they got destroyed or somebody went, ooh, this is cool. I'll pick this up.
Maybe the thieves read it.
But they came back. Isn't that weird? They got stolen and they came back.
Yeah. God.
So.
Well, I hate that. I hate you have to go through that because that is a wonderful day in your life when you get to see your book.
Yeah.
You know, not many people ever get to go through that.
And then when you get the final after the fonts are fixed and the color. It really is like another child, having a child.
That is a wonderful thing. All right, well, let's keep pushing down the list here. What have we got next?
So we're back to Richard. Richard is going through some things. We're kind of in the middle of the story now.
Mm-hmm.
They all disappear at one point. This time it's Richard's turn, and he's got some sadness. And while the words in this song aren't as Richardy as I would like, it's the melody and the music is just goes straight to your heart.
Okay, this is Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, Bittersweet Symphony. And so that's what your guy was listening to, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to get through some grief and, yeah.
Well, and music is, I mean, that's exactly what music is for, you know. I mean, people, I always say that everybody has their own musical DNA, you know. Yes. And if you tell me what you like, I know a lot about you. You know,
exactly.
And and it's so good. I've heard a lot of writers say that they listen to music while they write. Do you do that?
I can't listen to music while I work.
Yeah, me either.
I can listen to music cooking and cleaning and visiting with friends and driving, and that's about it.
Yeah, I'm
way too ADD for that.
Yeah, I'd be sitting there listening to every lyric, you know, and I would not get any writing done.
Me either.
Yeah. Okay. All right, folks. Well, I want to mention again that we have lost our federal funding due to the recent congressional vote, and we're now relying on our friends and neighbors to help us out. So when you can, if you can, go to WYXR.org. And hit that donate button, and it's a good thing to become a sustaining member. I have sustaining memberships in so many places around town, and some people, the Patreon stuff and all that, and it's just a good way to help your neighbors out. And I like doing that. It makes me feel good. It's not a lot of money a month, but when we all come together, then we can help out. And we certainly need the help now here at WYXR. Go to WYXR.org, and you'll keep listening to shows like this. This is Songs That Move You. And I'm glad you're here with us this morning. And Chris Johnson and I are sitting in the studio here watching people walk by in the atrium here at Crosstown Concourse. What a place this is, huh?
Oh, my gosh. It's like a little dream world.
It really
it
is.
It really is.
Yeah, folks, if you've never been here, you should come. Mm-hmm. There are great restaurants here. Get you some ice cream, whatever.
Coffee.
Yeah. It's just
a massage.
That's right. Everything's here. It's like the big vertical city, and it's a very cool place, too, just to wander around. They have a gallery upstairs and just a lot of stuff to see. So if you've never been here, drop on by sometime. All right. Well, tell you what, let's keep it going. Here's one of my favorite groups, The Cars.
Yes.
What have we got?
We've got Pete again, Imagine, in his studio. He's recognized some real success right now, but he does waller a little bit in, I hate to use the word waller there, but he's in and out of being happy and sad.
Right.
But
people do.
Yes, and I think this is just a really great, very indicative of Pete and perhaps the mood he starts getting in at this point of the story.
All right.
It's so easy to play up your breakdown. It's so easy.
right. Moving in Stereo, The Cars. That's a cool song. I like that. All right, folks, we're here this morning with Chris Johnson. And we've been talking about writing, and it's really kind of an all-encompassing thing, isn't it? I mean, it kind of takes over.
I can't not write.
Yeah.
And Alex Haley, a long time ago, someone asked him for his best advice on writing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, everybody says, I want to write. And he said, so my best advice is write.
Yeah.
Just
there
write.
You go. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's so much fun. Yeah.
I heard a thing that years ago, one of the great poets of the Delta was Mr. Percy, William Alexander Percy, and he was, you know, back in the 20s and 30s, and he was a real scholar and all this, and a man came to him and kept telling him, you know, I want to be a writer. And he just looked at him and said, a writer writes.
Right.
You know, if you need to quit your job, go ahead and do it. You have my permission, but you need to write. And so, and you know, and I think you, once you start doing it, you know, if you have something to say, it'll come out.
Yes.
Yeah, it will come out. And it doesn't, I don't think it really matters how long you have to work on something. It's just once that seed is in your head, you're going to figure it out.
And you can just, and I find I write for myself as often as I do anything I'd want to put out in the world.
Yeah, right.
I find it entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get out from behind the page too.
Yes.
You have to get out in the world.
That's right.
And have experiences that you can take from to make your stories and your messages richer.
Yeah, right.
And your characters, for sure.
Yeah, if you don't do that, then all your characters sound like the same person.
They sure do.
Because they're just you.
They do.
You know, so, yeah, you really do have to pick up on the nuances of people and how they... You know, the subtext of their conversations and all those things. So, my hat's off to anybody who can do it. All right, well, tell you what, we better scoot on down the line here. We still got a few songs to play that I don't know if we're going to get to. So, what do we got next?
You may get pieces of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are in the last third of the book now. Sam has really made her journey to finding who she is and where she should be.
Mm-hmm.
And she has, I have to say, Pete's in New York, Richard is in Phoenix, and Sam starts out in Memphis, Tennessee. She is now standing on the national seashore of the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Ah, okay. And what do we hear here?
We are going to hear Toad the Wet Sprocket, Walk on the Ocean.
Love this song.
Yes,
here
I
we
do.
Go.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me this is the place. Everything's better, and everything's safe. Walk on the ocean, step on the storms, flesh becomes water.
Stay. don't even have a picture, just memories to hold. Grow sweeter each season as we slowly grow.
All right, and that was Walk on the Ocean. That's a great song. I haven't heard that in a while. Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Yeah, it's 1991. Wow. It's been around a long time.
All right. All right, folks, well, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're here with us this morning. David is in the house. Hey, the new Soft Shoe Show is coming up, and I can guarantee some great music and frivolity. Frivolity, David?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. He just pulled out some frivolity. Okay, there we go. And I'm talking with Chris Johnson this morning, and her book, Three Guesses, is available where you buy your fine books. That would be Burks and Novel and other places, I'm sure.
If you don't have a local independent store where you are, yeah, go to bookshop.org. They support small independent bookstores.
Okay.
And that's a great resource too.
Okay, great. Great. Tell you what, we've got a couple more songs left, so let's get to it, Chris. What have we got here?
So this is kind of the last one associated with a character, Pete. We've already talked about Pete's moods kind of swing, and mm-hmm, and he gets into quite a depressive mode and is really, really struggling to come out of it. And so this is his song toward the end of the book.
All right, here we go. This is Bring Me to Life by Evanescence.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors? Yeah.
Bring Me to Life, Evanescence. I like that.
I do too.
It was a good pick.
I would really scream sing that one in my car.
Would you? Okay. All right. Well, Shelby liked that.
Yes.
Didn't you, Shelby?
She's my new best
friend. Shelby had to come in for that one. That's right. Okay, folks, you've been listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. We're 91.7 in Memphis. And we're so glad you take this ride with us every Monday morning. I hope to hear you all and see you all next Monday at 9 a.m. I think my guest is Natalia Wobst, I think. And I'll have to check on that, but I think she's my guest next week. So we'll have a good time there. And we're going to end it today with what, Chris? And remember, Chris's book is out. It's called Three Questions.
Three guesses. Come on, Willie.
God, I'm sorry. God. All right. Three guesses, not questions. Okay, three guesses.
And this book won the Fugere Book Prize. Fugere in Latin means to fly. And that's what all three of these characters really get to do. So we are going to end this today. And thank you so much for having me today. I just have had a blast.
It is my pleasure.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Learning to Fly.
Here we go. See you next week.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as it crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where.